Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. From a local business to a global corporation.
Partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
We're live.
Good day, Internet, on a Saturday.
Whoa.
Good late morning.
Good times. I'm going to get in the chat room here. We're doing our quarterly hangout from Studio Feline.
Studio Feline, three of us on the couch. Never been done before.
Never in the history of this podcast.
In fact, this is Roger's first time being at my house, and I think Tom has only been here once before.
Well, yeah, maybe once
she
or twice.
She wasn't kidding when Sarah says she lives by the beach. I mean, she lives by the beach. It's not like three blocks down to the beach.
No, it's true. I live as close as I can.
In the ocean. The we're actually underwater right now.
Yeah, it's weird. Mm-hmm. You'd think, they can
air
have
tight.
Server or farms water, underwater.
Water yeah.
We can do it too. Why not?
Also, I don't know if you can see, but the kangaroo moved. Yeah. One of them did. The other one's going to move too. So here we go. Zoe Brings Bacon is in the chat. We'll be taking questions in the questions channel of the Slack if you're an analyst. And in a little bit, we're going to have some of the advisor people on Patreon who support us at the advisor level join in on the hangout, which I just realized will mean we'll have to figure out a way for everybody to hear them because we don't have any. Do we have speakers? I feel like we might have a little bit of audio that I can hear. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Yeah. We'll figure that out as we go.
All right.
I can at least hear them here.
Okay.
We've got a survey to go over, 448 responses. I'm sure more responses will keep going on, but we did tell people to have it in by Friday on the survey itself. So do you guys want to run through some of these responses?
Yes.
I do. And in fact, now I'm realizing I need my laptop. So hey,
go grab your laptop.
I will. Wireless mic. How's that? Woo.
One of my favorite things is just to throw out a question. So one of the questions was, enough about us. Tell us about you. And one of you said, I am Groot. To which we say, thank you. We're glad you like the show.
That's a relief.
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. Unix sysadmin on sabbatical in Montreal. That sounds fun. Retired CIO that survived. Congratulations. Lots of IT folks in here. Native Angelino goes by Cisco. Hi, Cisco. I send you $10 a month. I've been a Patreon pretty much since there was such a thing. First got involved in technology back in grade school when I was an AV geek before there was such a thing. Film strip projectors were cutting edge tech at the time. Raised two tech aware children who are both well into their 30s, so I've done my part to spread this disease. If you want to know more, you'll have to buy me some coffee and a slice of pie. Sounds lovely. Anyway, yeah, this is great. Loved hearing about all this stuff from you guys. And into the questions we asked particularly. Now, at the associate producer level, $5 a month and up, patrons get a weekly column of hot takes and news roundups that have been written by me since we started this. And while I was gone in Australia, Roger filled in, and lots of you said nice things about that. And so we're thinking about rotating in more, bringing Sarah in on it, having Roger do it on a regular basis. And we said, would you like that? And then I gave all the options of no, I wouldn't like that. Actually, I just want Sarah and Roger to write it, not Tom. And thankfully, 69.1% of you said, great. Love to hear from all three of you.
Cool.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like most of the folks would like to hear a little a little bit of rotating. Now, 12% said just drop the weekly column.
Because they're not reading it.
I guess. In which case I say, well, then just don't read it.
Yeah. I would assume it's because they're not reading it, not because they don't like it.
Right, right. They're probably just like, nah, it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, when Tom, when you got back from vacation and you said to Roger and I, hey, that seemed to work well. Do we just kind of want to have more variety? Roger and I were both like, okay. I mean, why not? Sounds fun.
I am on board for whatever.
Yeah, all right. Mixing it up a little bit. So
yeah, we'll figure that out.
We'll give that a try.
Cool. Now, to patrons who get the newsletter, which is that column that I'm talking about, what do you like most about it? 45.7% said the quips / observations and hot takes. 26.4% said both the quips, observations, hot takes, and the news rundown, because the second half is just kind of best of the week news links. And 18% said neither. And 9.5% said they would like the news rundown. So the news rundown, definitely the least popular part of that. I've toyed with dropping that because it is redundant.
When you're talking about...
Oh, dropping the
so the first half of the newsletter is the stuff we write.
Sure. Yeah.
And then the second half is just taken from Daily Tech headlines and the top stories, kind of like here's a summary of the news of the week. I dropped it 1 week, and a couple of people said they missed it. It looks like 9.5% of them would really miss it.
Well,
although
considering that we've got the news. The news is there.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a matter of
choosing it.
If there was a large number of people saying this is, offensive, we hate news. But I don't
26% saying both counted with the people who just like that. That's 36%. So that's
over a third.
You know, the only part that bothers me about it, to be honest, is that we have spelling errors in our rundowns, which don't matter to us because when we're reading it, but then I don't always catch them.
Yeah I try really hard to
me too.
For headlines sometimes I'm just like running up against the clock and that's what it's going to be, but then I'll go in afterwards and try to clean stuff up, particularly if I'm porting it over to Daily Tech Nation.
Google Sheets alerts me to like a typo or something, I'll fix it.
Same here, but that doesn't always catch everything. So all right, well, we will double down on fighting the misspellings. And then we'll rotate there. Okay. What did you think of Solo? 63.4% didn't see it.
I have not.
That's me.
Seen it.
I haven't seen it.
27.2% liked it. That's me.
I didn't see it yet.
I felt, from what I've heard, it's very, I don't know. I heard something. I don't know. It's stupid of me to talk about a movie I haven't seen and I don't really have an opinion about, but a couple of folks that are really big Star Wars fans, they're going to see every movie in the franchise, no matter what it is, said, it's just kind of a movie no one asked for. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't
a must see.
Yeah. But I don't,
you can see it whenever. That's true. Like it's probably a little better in the theater, but it's still going to be fun at home.
Yeah.
You know, special effects are good. The train scene is probably the one where you're like, that's really cool in the theater. But
sure.
Most of it's just the quipping and the adventure and the running around.
It's not nostalgia.
Not even. No, that's part of it, honestly, but it's just a fun movie. It's a fun adventure movie. I think if you didn't even know who Han Solo was, you'd still enjoy that movie. Probably more, because then you'd be less judgmental and have fewer expectations.
Right.
What's happening with your mic?
I'm just adjusting it.
Mm. All right. If DTNS weren't live, now this doesn't mean we're going to cancel the live stream. I was just trying to gauge, like, how important is this with folks? If DTNS weren't live, you would cry, yell, sigh, shrug, it's live, and don't care. 32.4% would shrug. 31.5% don't care. 11.9% said it's live. 15.3% would sigh, which means, oh, I kind of like it, but... And 7.4% would cry. That sounds about right.
So the majority of people who watch or listen don't necessarily do it when we're live.
Yeah, so we knew that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even in our boss's Slack, sometimes we'll get feedback from whatever we talked about that day. And I can tell that it rolls in based on when people are getting to it. It's not based on 4:30 p.m. Eastern time on weekdays.
Yeah. Right. We're considering putting automated ads in the free public feed of DTNS. We talked about this on the last quarterly hangout. This is not something we're rushing to do because we know that being ad-free was a big perk for people. So if you're just hearing about this for the first time, don't panic. Our commitment is to have an ad-free version of Daily Tech News Show for the majority of you. If we did add ads to any feed, that if you're a patron, you wouldn't have to worry about that feed. And those ads would be fairly non-intrusive. I want to do what text message does, Nate Langston's show, where the ads are automatically added in and they're not added in every time. So you're not forced to hear ads if there's no advertiser. If you're a listener to text message, you know, like, it's pretty unobtrusive. And if you're a patron of text message, you don't get the ads either. So we asked people what they thought about that. And honestly, some people even said, great idea. Most people were fine with it. There were a small amount of people who were like, I liked that you didn't have any ads involved in the enterprise at all. And that's what attracted me to it. And so we're very respectful of that. But I was surprised how generally positive people were about it. And the biggest concern that I saw was people saying, I get the regular feed, even though I'm a patron. I would not like have ads. I will use all words.
Not like to have ads. Right.
I would not like to have ads in that feed. And what I would do if we do this is make sure that we have a feed that is exactly like the feed you get right now as a patron that would have no ads. So we would take care of that somehow for you, and it would be a feed that would work in all your podcasts, catchers, etc. Anything else on that?
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand how having an ad-free experience is really important, and hopefully having choices with if you don't want ads, you will absolutely have that option as well.
I like that. Someone wrote, so long as Good Day Internet does not go away.
Oh,
how could it?
Yeah. And Good Day Internet is only through Patreon, so it would have no ads in it at all, ever. But yeah, people were generally fairly positive.
Yeah. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, sometimes ads help people keep creating stuff and certainly don't want to turn anybody off. So
yeah. And I would want to do
TBD, really.
You know, to me, the spirit of DTNS is we're able to cover whatever we want without having to think, ooh, but there's a sponsorship relationship. And I would do it in a way that would preserve that so that the sponsor, because this is something that wasn't available when I launched DTNS. There are companies now that will be like, well, you tell us if there's a category you don't want, but we'll take care of the sponsorship relationships and you never have to think about them. All right. What do you think of the monthly roundtable episodes? This is a question Roger had. Do you like themed episodes, variety episodes, or both?
The top actually came out with both, which is good. Themed came in around came in a little lower at 7, a lot lower. So it's good to know that that people enjoy both, because that helps me determine what type of guests to book.
Samuel. Sorry, my cat's crying.
He likes both.
He likes both. He says,
I love a good theme.
Like it's
cat themes, please.
And you know, it actually makes it easier to book in some ways, because then I'm not locked into collecting people to get a set of people together at a certain date, which makes it a little more tight, because people's schedules aren't flexible that way. But if I can mix and match on certain months, it'd be great.
Yeah. And it seemed like generally people like the variety of the episodes. So theme sometimes, not theme sometimes. It's always good to have a theme, just because that helps focus the people who join us too. So that gives them a little help on figuring out what to talk about. There were a couple, not too many of them, but there were a couple people who said, I don't listen to them because I just want the news. I would say try one if that's your case, because it really is just the regular show. But instead of one discussion, there are four.
Yeah. And there is news at the top of each show as well, which is something that we decided to add because of the feedback.
The discussions are news. Like, we don't have a discussion about Solo. That's Good Day Internet.
Yeah.
Or sandwiches.
Mm. Or Sam.
Mm. Or sandwiches. Sam's off camera right now, but
he's licking his butt?
No. That's not his butt. That's his stomach.
It's all just one color fur.
He's hard to light.
Not a lot of reflection.
Black cats. What are you going to do? Cats.
All right. Most of you don't understand the Pusha T Drake question. 59.1% said, I don't listen to Justin, so I don't understand the question.
You don't have to listen to Justin.
29%. You'd have to listen to Justin to have heard about it on our show. I guess you could have found out about it otherwise. You're right. 29% were neutral, which is, and the beef's over, right? I felt like, you know.
The current beef is at a lull.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that means it's completely off or if it's in just kind of a armistice truce phase.
Another question you wanted to ask, Roger, do you want more international guests on the show or is the current mix just right?
A majority of you said just right, followed by more, which I assume is meaning more international guests. But overall, it's weighted toward the mix is just right.
Yeah, I feel like the attitude is either works for me or it's fine, but if you wanted to add a few more, I wouldn't complain.
Yeah.
So not that, like, gosh, you guys, hurt, you know.
I think the last roundtable we had, or gosh, maybe it was a couple ago, where it was all our Canadian group.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
and
funny.
The last one was all Australian.
That's right, that's right. And it was interesting because you do, when you get enough folks who don't necessarily have the same services that you have in the States, or the services are different, or there's better services elsewhere, it's like, that's an interesting conversation in itself. And I do find that that comes up more and more, which helps, at least for me, it helps me not be too U.S.-centric about stories, knowing our guests and our audience are all over the place.
And it definitely gives us a perspective on things that we don't necessarily appreciate or see immediately because we don't have those specific contexts to look at it. Like, you know, we don't make... You know, when we hear someone has amazing fiber broadband in their home, it's like, well, it's amazing. But like if you're South Korea, it's kind of just all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of my intention to try to include as many different perspectives on the show as possible. And that means different than me. That's why I like having Sarah and Roger. They have different perspectives than I do. It's funny. Every once in a while, this has just been consistent since I launched the show. Somebody will say, I don't like this person who's on the show regularly, whether it's a guest or a regular contributor.
Sometimes that person's me.
Sometimes that person's me, actually. But it always boils down to, I don't like it because they don't say things that I agree with. And I always write back, like, totally respect the feedback. Thank you very much. That's why I have them. That's why we want them. Like, we don't all agree. People make assumptions of like, well, you are saying as Daily Tech News Show, X, Y, and Z. And it's like, well, I'm saying X. Sarah may be saying Y. And
right.
Patrick Beja may be saying Z. And Roger may be using a totally different alphabet.
And although I can't think of any circumstance where anybody was, you know, angry, the debates can be semi-heated. And that's cool.
Yeah. No, exactly. No. And we want that. Otherwise, it would be really boring if we were all like, I think Microsoft is good. I do too. Great. Let's move on. You know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, more perspectives in multiple ways, opinions, backgrounds, locations, etc. I'm very concerned by the response to this next question.
Let's hear it.
The question was pi, now or soon?
It's almost 50-50.
51.4% now seems low.
If you could have it now, why do you want it soon?
I mean, are you full?
Right. What's pie? Wrong?
Is it never?
Did you just eat?
Maybe you just had pie. Maybe we should have given an option for that. I'm eating pie at the moment, so soon, because it's already in my mouth. I don't know. DTNS offers a weekly column on Patreon to anybody that says, do you care? Do you read it? What would make it better? Skips the news bites, not currently an associate producer. We're just basically trying to ask, like, what would you like in it? Is this the same as the hot takes? Yes, that it's the same as the hot takes. I like hearing Tom's perspective, so more of that in any forum. Mostly repetitive. I think that's because of the news part of it. Only looked at it once. I mean, I get the idea that a lot of people either don't read it or didn't know it was there. So I'll put it this way. Feedback at DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you have an idea of like, I would read it if it wasn't on Patreon, if it was just delivered by a regular email, because I don't want to have to deal with all the other things coming from Patreon. I would read it if it was made up of different stuff. I would read it if you came to my house and read it to me as I fall asleep at night. Anything, feedback at DailyTechNewsShow.com and let us know.
Within reason, we'll accommodate you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you live in Alaska, it's going to be hard for me to tuck you in. Just saying.
Just because it's cold.
I don't do tucking in.
Yeah, I would prefer not to tuck you in. But stranger things have happened.
Anyway, okay.
She wouldn't like those gravity blankets that are all the rage then.
What does that mean?
No, gravity blankets are extra heavy.
Oh, because people
they're supposed to help you feel secure.
I like as long as I'm not too hot. I like the feeling
that's
of weight.
That's the problem. They're hot.
It's a straight jacket. That's just another word for straight jacket.
Well, I read one review of them that said, if you like the lead blanket they put on you during an X-ray, you'll love gravity blankets.
I don't think anybody likes the X-ray blanket. I'm just trying not to fry my organs.
I like it because my dentist used to have the window in their office open all the time, so it was always a little chilly.
Oh.
So it added a layer of warmth.
It warmed you up.
That was about it. It wasn't because, like, ooh, I like
it. Like, where they're like, oh, you had x-rays last your six-month checkup.
You're
like,
can I just
have the blanket still?
I'll risk it. Yeah, you don't have to do the x-ray. Just give me the blanket.
Covered in nice lead blanket.
Melon one more time.
Ooh, I got to get some x-rays.
All right. When do you listen to the show? 33.9% listen the day it's released. That actually was higher than I expected, honestly. I expected most people to say the next day, which was 36.6%. So it's about a third the day it's released, a third the next day. 9% catch up on a few at a time. And then I made the mistake of allowing people to put in their own answer. I didn't remember. This was just... me doing the question wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I must have checked a box that said, or you can add your own answer. Usually the night it's released, but sometime I don't get it until the next morning. Was the day it was released, but my podcast queue has gotten longer. Usually a mix, varies. I like to watch it live on YouTube, day release. So
it sounds like within 24 hours, if not.
Yeah.
Sooner is the consensus, which makes sense to me because it's a daily show, and you've already got another show. So if you miss one, you're probably more likely to just pick up.
I guess if anything, the thing I learned from this is more people actually listen to it the same day than I thought. I thought maybe it would tilt towards the next morning, especially Eastern time zone people. What do you think of the DTNS merchandise, like Roger is modeling here? In the DTNS hat. Have you bought any? Is there any you'd like to see? I didn't pre-look at these, so I bought a t-shirt to help make it look cooler. You mean like tank tops? Isn't that kind of cooler?
Well, cooler. Yeah, cooler in the sense of like summery stuff. We've got t-shirts. T-shirts are, you know, real nice, not super heavy. Not gravity blanket. weight.
DTNS gravity blanket?
You want a gravity blanket for your next x-ray? Look into it.
If the mug with the blue insides comes back, I would buy it. You are not the only person that I've heard that from. And I believe we're going to put the old logo DTNS mug with the blue inside back in the store.
What is it about the blue inside that people...
I don't know.
It's two-toned.
Yeah, but it's two-toned now with green.
Yeah, you can...
Blue looks better than green.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe the green is sort of a, yeah.
Well, if you take it to work, other than the DTNS logo, you can tell that it's yours. It looks nice. You stand out. It's unique.
Or you just like blue, yeah. And that's cool too.
People want free shipping. That's probably not going to happen. Maybe if we start, thing with free shipping is you have to have enough orders, enough volume. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough volume.
So we'll give an option to buy 10 t-shirts at a time.
Ooh, challenge coin. I like that. That's a good idea.
I did that for my wedding.
Yeah.
We could do that. So
you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
The thing is, we would need, unless we want to bankroll it ourselves, we would need to have a number of pre-orders in order to make it.
Yeah.
Worthwhile in order to put the order in.
Like how much, roughly? Do you remember? If you don't.
So the coins came out to, so we bought.
You're talking like a couple 40. Hundred?
Yeah, you need to buy, we bought like 100, a little over 100.
All right, that seems doable.
But it was $400.
Yeah. So. All right.
But, you know, the price goes down, and it also depends on what kind of metals you want to put together. If you want to go with the cheapest design, it's a single metal.
Obviously, solid platinum would be what we would.
Or you could do like they do in the EU. You could have, like, an outer ring of one material, and then you have a quarter of a different metal.
Like a pound.
And that would be pricier. Not a pound.
What is that? A dollar?
No, it's a toonie. Isn't it a toonie?
In Canada. That's when you said Europe. I was trying to remember the Europe one.
I thought it was a loonie.
Looney is one.
A toonie is two.
And it's
see? I need you. I need you international people to keep me on my toes.
Oh, also, Defrag the Seagulls is being worked on by Scott Johnson to be a shirt. He's going to make a logo, and we'll make a shirt.
Yeah, so these are challenge coins, and coin pricing might have changed because I got married.
Get a free quote.
So, yeah, the more so you go.
You can buy 50 at $5 or 100 at $3. And
So if we can get a set number of people to buy into it, then we can.
Those are neat.
Right. They're great. Yeah. They had a friend who entered a visual effects team at their company. They worked on a huge project.
Oh, and Biocast says Schwood did
commemorate. They all got Demi coins at Coins Mint.
So there's another thing. If you have an idea of what the challenge coin should be, like what should be on it, should it be good for something? I don't know. Let us know. I like what Justin does where he's got his little coins, and if you give it to him in person at an event, he'll buy you a drink. I feel like we would maybe not do that.
Well, that's kind of...
You also don't give it. Like, you just present it.
Yeah.
No, his were cheaper, so you would actually surrender it. But with these, it would be like...
Well, the whole idea back, at least in the military, is you kind of throw it down. It's kind of like Pogs. You kind of put it, like, you don't play a game with it, but it's a challenge coin. It's like, you know, buy.
Yeah. All right. I already said that. Feedback at dailytechnewsshow.com. If ideas about challenge coins. Okay. What is the one thing that would make DTNS better? We ask this pretty much every survey, and we get so many of you that say nothing, and you guys are awesome. I'm glad you like it the way it is, but we're always growing. We're always changing and evolving. People, you know, the tarantulas thing has been very divisive. I'd like to
address that. Yeah, now. Because we've had some, at least from just some of the emails that we've gotten, people saying, please don't do that. that's not what's going to make me like happy about the show. Right. You figure out something that would you'd be good.
Almost
that
offended,
be.
Like you're descending into morning zoo hype.
Right. Although, you know, it's not, I think we... I don't even really remember how that whole tarantula thing got brought up.
We wanted to, you wanted to set a
no, I know that, but I don't remember how it became tarantula.
Yeah.
Because it was something you would never want to willingly do.
Right.
No, but how did tarantula come up?
I think it was like, it would be like a spider crawling in you or something horrible. And then it kind of turned into a thing. And right. I think some people were like,
oh no,
that's
crazy. We were talking about your trip to Australia. We were talking about all the creepy crawlies. You brought up, you didn't like spiders.
Tarantulas.
Okay. Anyway, we're just being silly.
Yeah.
And I figured it would be an easy enough thing to do because I have a friend, Eric, who used to keep tarantulas and has other of his friends who keep tarantulas. There was a, what? he didn't marry. There was a pet store not far from here that had tarantulas. I thought, oh, maybe I'll just show up there. It has turned out to be harder for me to organize a tarantula on my arm than I thought. And it has now become a bigger deal than I expected.
And there's also people saying, don't do that. That's not, you know, that doesn't really seem consistent with the DTNS
plans. It's not. I'm not saying it is. I just thought, it's a silly thing. It won't hurt anything. So I'm probably going to do it anyway, just because I promised. But don't worry. We're not going to descend into a carnival-like atmosphere.
Fear Factor, totally different show.
Here's the thing. feedback@dailytechnewsshow.com with things you think are appropriate to the show for us to do if we get the one patron more every month. Because we do want to do something fun that makes people inspired and, you know, and doesn't cause people to fear things. Bacon would make DTNS better. Thank you, Zoe, for bringing the bacon. Iaz, yeah. Iaz would like to be on more often. It's a matter of him answering his email, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a full-time job. He also just started his new Alphabet-based show that he mentioned. Yep. It was the day you were back from Australia, so a couple of Mondays ago, Tuesdays ago. And so he's busy, but we would love to have him on more regularly.
A lot of people talk about I would like to have chapter markers. And I've addressed that before. It's just something that takes a lot more time than there are people who want it, even though the people who want it really want it. So I don't know. I haven't given up on the idea, but I'm looking for a really efficient way to do it because it really would add, like, I don't know, what do you think, Roger, an hour of time
to the production? Yeah, depending on the show.
Yeah. Which if we were a weekly show, I'd be like, oh, okay, I guess that may be worth it. But with a new show, especially with as many people are saying we want to listen the same day, that hour then kind of knocks it out of the listening window for more people and pushes it the next day.
If we were to have chapter markers, would it be sort of like quick hits?
Yeah.
And then
And some people want it for Good Day Internet.
Yeah.
You know, which makes sense.
It does. But. It does. I mean, the nice thing, I guess, is that because we do keep a pretty strict schedule, I mean, besides a minute or two, it's like we know when DTNS starts and when it ends. And Good Day Internet, you know, there's a little bit more fudging going on there, but it's consistent anyway. You know, if you skip ahead, make your own chapter. But yeah. I know that's not exactly the solution for everybody. It would be nice to have.
And then, like would you also do that for the YouTube video as well?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Right now on a special edition of Tools and Weapons, Brad Smith is sharing a vision for what Microsoft calls the new AI economy. It's an idea rooted in technological revolutions of the past, like the printing press, which created a vibrant marketplace of related innovations, ultimately leading to an explosion of books and readers. But he doesn't just give a history lesson. In the episode, Brad lays out the tangible ways that Microsoft is providing infrastructure and other support to those leading the charge of the new AI economy. And he explains the importance of using that infrastructure to ensure equitable access to AI to people all over the world. To stay current on insights from voices at the center of the conversation on AI, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you like to listen.
I mean, you could, but then that's another
extra. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Most people just ask for it for the audio, though. I would love it if you would stop talking about earnings and stock prices and financy sort of stuff. We never mention stock prices. Well, I never mention stock prices. these two may have once or twice, but the idea is we don't care about stock prices. Earnings we do mention, and the thing that we're feeling around about is when is it important to understand what's going on with that company as a consumer of it to know what its earnings are, which I understand sometimes if we're like, you know, earnings were up 30%, you mean like, why do I care? But when it gets into, and Microsoft is really making a lot of money on Azure, which means they're starting to focus less on Windows. That was a story that was worth following as a consumer. So we do try to focus on that. Same person says, I do enjoy the philosophical, moral, political discussions of the impact of tech on society. So please keep that side of it up.
That's good. I agree. Stock prices, if we were a financial show, there'd be a lot more of that information in there. I think the only times, and it's rare, that that ever comes up, you know, if I do headlines or something, is if the story is that how wildly the stock, you know, dropped yeah. or grew. And that, even then, it's usually that volatility that happens around earnings is pretty short-lived.
Yeah, my take on stock prices is they will always be different by the time a lot of people listen to it. And so it's not a good, it doesn't give you much information.
Right.
Earnings give you a little more information because it's over, spread over a quarter. And it says, and to me, it's not even the actual like $1.36 per share. It's the percentage, year over year percentage, maybe quarter over quarter percentage that says, oh, they're making more money in devices now, or they're making less money in devices, or, you know, Sony's making all their money on chips. Don't forget that. They don't make as much money on other stuff.
It's a really good way to contextualize the actions of a company when it relates to like either product development, product push, or kind of like branching out into what seems to be a newer market or newer area for them. Because, for example, if it's something that hasn't brought in a lot of money but suddenly is, and you notice that the company starts investing, say, more in like streaming video, something new.
Well, Nokia is a great example where they're like they're getting rid of why things. They're moving towards really being about patents and infrastructure. Yeah. So you might expect fewer products from Nokia.
And BlackBerry is another one. BlackBerry has like been the bit of a pinata for the past half decade, and it's When you contextualize their actions with their earnings, you can kind of understand. It's like, okay, now they're in a position where they need they're in a make or break
spot. They're making money off security. It makes sense that they're shifting to security, which makes sense that they licensed out the name to TCL, which is making more money off devices and wants to be a big, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully the way we're doing it will continue to help you understand, and we'll keep refining that. And then the last question, have we told you how much you rock lately?
Have we?
Let's tell them now.
You do.
You rock.
You rumble.
You rumble. You rock. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Even criticism. It's appreciated.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mean, sure. I don't know. I mean, nobody likes for someone to say, hey, I don't like the way you do this, and I'd like it to be done differently, because then you say, oh, well, you don't like what I'm doing. But a lot of it is simple solutions.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're all in this together.
And it's also good because sometimes we're not aware of things that we do.
Yeah.
And it's always helpful to get like a gentle reminder or a flag just to say, hey, did you know, your hair is falling over your face?
Yeah, you have weird hair. Yeah.
I am guilty. I want to admit something. I am guilty at getting disproportionately annoyed when a tech problem is happening on the live stream with everything that happens at that point, because I hate it when that stuff happens. And so I apologize if I appear prickly, both to you and to the people out there, when like something's not working and I'm just like, yeah, I know. I hate tech issues. That's why I try to keep my personal system as simple as possible. So there's a few things can go wrong.
I mean, you guys can't see, guys and gals can't see what's behind the camera, but as Roger and Tom can see, there's a lot of daisy chaining of various things going on in my studio. And yeah, when something isn't working, it's like most of the time I know what the problem is. Some of the time I do not. And it's frustrating because it's like, I know, I know.
It's funny.
I want it to be better.
When it's someone else's issue, it doesn't bother me as much as when it's mine.
Of course. When it's mine, yeah, because it's you feel guilty.
You know, like, and everybody very good naturedly says, oh, have you tried this? What about this? And I get like, yes, I thought about that. Ah.
Yeah.
And except
although that. Sometimes someone will say, oh, have you tried this? And I'll go, ah.
Oh, that. All right. Thank so you. Mike is one of our advisors has joined us. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
I can hear Mike this way, but is there a way to turn up monitor there that won't cause too much echo?
I think it will. All
right.
But let's try it.
All right. Mike, go ahead. You can go ahead and unmute. Go ahead. He's like, where? How do I unmute? Should be up at the top. It'll float up if you go there. All right.
Then you'll see a microphone icon.
Yeah, it'll be with settings and bandwidth and phone.
Do I have to unmute him?
No.
No.
Right. If if you just move your mouse up, Mike, all the way to the top of the window.
He said, 1 minute. We're doing to him what I just said annoys me. but yeah, we might have a couple other advisors joining in too. And hopefully we'll be able to have a wide-ranging conversation. Excuse me for the sniff.
It's back in stock.
Well, I don't understand why if I chose the... Oh, I know why. The...
You always got to choose it there.
Well, that shouldn't... Oh, yeah. It's just confused at what the default speaker is.
Yeah.
Try it now. Can we hear...
Can you... Well, we're still waiting for Mike to figure out the unmute, but can we hear ourselves coming back?
No.
Okay, well, maybe that's good. Maybe it... Because we're the input, it wouldn't play it back. So actually, this should work as long as we don't get too much echo on him.
Okay, cool. All right.
Or if...
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Sure does. As soon as Hangouts will let Mike talk.
Hangout Mike's.
oh, look at that. We got Big Jim.
Hey, Big Jim.
Hello. Oh, wait. He froze.
What's...
Uh-oh. Oh, so I think we can hear you, though. Oh, now he froze and muted. That is the best freeze frame ever. So remember what I was saying about tech issues?
Yeah, how do they work? Well, we had, you know, we had some with microphones before we started this, too, and it's like...
We still do.
It's like, hopefully everybody...
Well, yours, it was with Roger's level, and I think his level has been great.
Well,
speak to us, Jim.
Take two.
Yes.
Hey.
All right. Now, Jim, send your good luck to Mike.
I give you good luck, Mike. I give you the blessings of all that is of the trading community. Come out, fear demons, and behold the power of Mike.
Is it working? No.
Please, well, Tech Pope, don't excommunicate me.
You did your best.
What are you going to do?
Bring him up a tiny.
Yeah. All right. So this is good. How's it going, man?
It is crazy. I am home with the kids today. My wife is at work, and we're trying to do quiet time with three children, which is always entertaining.
I didn't mean to
talk. No, you're fine. That's why I have the hairpin. Good.
Tech and trade. If you don't recognize Big Jim, James Thatcher.
Yep. And we're working on
fine gifts.
Big Jim just had a audio tip for us. We played on the show the other day.
Kind of a report.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Took me a second.
It wasn't a tip of audio. It was an audio recording.
It was about the ship breakdowns, right?
Yeah.
Breakdowns of ships. And then we just did an analysis over in the Diamond Club community on Patreon, in Jury's community on Patreon, about the op-ed piece in the Washington Post today about trade... the trade op-ed piece that was done by all the ambassadors and what's true and what's not true within that. So if you're not in the Jury Discord, that's another Discord that you should probably jump onto.
Mike, aka Gadget Chaser, says Hangouts won't use any of his mics for some reason.
Well, you're in good company.
I bet. Mike needs a mic.
Mic issues with Hangouts all the time. A lot, you know, sometimes it just, you got to just bounce back in. That happens to me on DTNS
regularly.
You tried
that once, but yeah. Or even restart the whole machine sometimes.
If you guys want me to give an audio tip, I will, because I actually have one.
Sure.
I started playing around with the, and I don't know if it's going to work on iPhones because it's a 3.5 millimeter jack, but the Rode Mini shotgun mic that you can plug into your phone, it is excellent. It does really, really great audio. And I actually have to go pitch that to Justin shortly because his on the road politics is really hard to hear. So that would be my recommendation. If you want an audio tip, it's I think 50 or 60 bucks.
What's the name of it?
It's a little pricey, but it's not bad. It's Rode, R-O-D-E, the Rode mic. Rode makes shotgun mics. They make a shotgun mic that is mobile. It's called the Rode. I think it's
and
Rode
it, mobile. And it plugs into the phone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And it's what's also got a 3.5 millimeter jack in the back of that, so you can plug in your headset. So you can also record and listen at the same time, but you've got that really benefit.
Is it USB or what's the connector?
No, it's a 3.5 millimeter is the one that I have, okay. But I've got an Android phone. I think they make one specifically for the iPhone with the Lightning port connector, but it's worth the $50.
Klee Climber, and we didn't get a lot of questions in the boss's Slack, but Klee Climber asked, speaking of tech issues, a few weeks ago, an episode was mostly lost. You still had a show, so congrats. Have you changed anything since then to help in those situations? Just asking because I'm curious. I'm changing a lot of procedures in my business right now. I think he's talking about, well, the one that I remember was there was one where I wasn't recording. and no, I haven't changed anything because the reason we were able to still have a show was because of the redundancy in recording that I had. So one of the reasons that it's nice that we do the Hangouts stream for the show is it's always a backup recording. We were able to get the show that way for that one. That was the one where I just thought I was recording and I wasn't. Or no, it started broadcasting and I wasn't. Maybe that was it. We thought we were broadcasting and we weren't, so I was recording. Anyway, there's redundancy built in for that. Was there anything that happened while I was gone?
The only thing that happened while you were gone was my recordings on three episodes where my audio was a little hot, so I had to tweak some of that by dropping in the YouTube audio version so it wasn't so clippy. Unfortunately, for one episode, the Good Day Internet was a little crunchy at the top.
Now, Mike says he's very sorry. He'll try again next time, but he'll say again, nice socks, Roger.
Thank you. I bought these at Burlington Coat Factory for $6 for a pack of nine.
The last time I was at Burlington Coat Factory, which was, I used to walk by one in San Francisco, so I went by quite often. And they have food in there now? It's like, I thought it was coats. Burlington Coat Factory, like you can buy popcorn at the checkout, like, and it almost a little bit more like a Ross.
It's like a Ross / TJ Maxx, but at least the one I used to go to would actually, because they also sold like off-the-rack suits, they would tailor it for you too.
Yeah, but I just feel like the Coat Factory part of it, I know it's a legacy name, but
they have a wide selection of winter coats, summer jackets, windbreakers.
I feel like Jim has something to say about this.
No, the Burlington Coat Factory is actually, so my day job, for those that don't know, I work for Totes Ice Tender Corporation, and they're actually one of our larger customers when it comes to umbrellas and footwear. They do a lot in there. The majority of their layout is still coats, though. It's just the periphery of other items that they have in there is pretty big. And they're trying to compete really with TJ Maxx Marmaxx. That's their big competitor.
The one thing they don't do well is shoes because a lot of like Ross, they get a lot of the off season stuff from the previous season from department stores.
Mm-hmm.
So I always go there because most department stores, for some reason, don't carry my size, like shirt wise. Like if it's, if it fits me this way, it's too baggy.
Yeah.
And if it fits me this way, it's too skinny. So they generally, they carry all the odd brand sizes that no one ever buys, but they fit me fine.
Well, I'm going to have to go into a Burlington coat factory one of these days.
Actually, Burlington is doing some made-to-order stuff now, too. They're not just picking up the remnant stuff. They're going after a lot of made-to-order lately. Both Burlington and TJ Maxx go after some exclusive items, at least from us. We have some exclusive prints and items that we send to Burlington and TJ Maxx just because it's their... Hi, little girl. Both to Burlington and TJ Maxx because it's a specific request.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm skeptical of big coat.
The problem I have is most department stores, when they stock men's button-down shirts, they're usually, not to criticize, a check or checkerboard or plaid pattern, which I'm kind of over. And I would either like a solid, doesn't have to be paisley. I don't need to be a bartender.
Ooh, it just got cold here in the shade, Roger.
But, I would like something that isn't necessarily a derivative of graph paper.
Yeah, but you can plot so many cool things.
DJ Sakani, who writes our Your Private Driver column on DailyTechNewsShow.com, says, I have a selfie question. I'm just about out of good ideas for the column. Anything you'd like to read about from the driver perspective?
I mean, I think a lot of what I would ask is probably what a lot of other people have asked is, yeah, on long trips, how do you, you know, what does your playlist look like? You know, what's the podcast / music /
whatever? He's talking about ride hailing, though.
Oh, ride hailing. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I thought you meant actually driving.
Sure.
I would not want to know how you calculate vehicle maintenance into your overhead cost. Like, is it just like every oil change, or do you do like the, like, you know, over 5 years, I need to buy new tires. I need to flush the coolant. Anything like that. Cause I've always wondered, because I remember I had a friend that used to work in the cab business, at least in San Francisco. And, you know, the drivers leased the car along with the medallion. So the cab company would take care of the cars, and oftentimes they would do, because they're all Crown Vicks, they would do the frame off, where they take the body off the chassis of the car, and then they would do any high maintenance stuff after like 10 years or something. So re-weld cracks and stuff like that. And I've always wondered, especially for ride hailing, because that's coming out of your own pocket. Most people don't necessarily have the funds to cover that. So I'm just wondering how that works out in the bigger scheme of what you take in versus what you need to put out in order to maintain your car.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would say, too, anytime you've done the tips for riders stuff, that's great. I think you can even revisit those from time to time. And they get updated. As the services change how they work, the tips will change. Those are great. And I think even just like tales from the front seat. And like any stories you have, they don't even have to be recent. They could be from, you know, long back, change the names to protect the innocent, et cetera. People love to hear that. Like, you won't believe this crazy ride that I gave one time.
Is, how do you deal with the situation where you feel maybe it's a little unsafe? Like, you know, do you just tell someone to get out?
Well, Uber's got the new 911 button for riders, said that they will add something similar for drivers, because, of course, these things go both ways.
But it's not necessarily an emergency situation, but you just get that.
Well, you know, I was, this was not yesterday, but I don't know, in the last couple of months, I was going into Hollywood and I was taking an Uber for, I don't know, whatever reason, I wasn't driving. And about halfway there, I just felt like the driver was driving erratically. Mm-hmm. He didn't seem drunk or, you know, he wasn't being rude to me, but there was something inside where I was like, I'm just going to get out. I'm going to get out right here on the corner and I'm going to get another Uber, which I did.
Listen to that little voice.
Yeah. And it's like, who knows? Maybe it was all in my head, but I think you just, you know, you're riding with strangers. You got to have that gut instinct going.
This wasn't a ride hailing service. It was a good old fashioned taxi, but I remember coming out of CNET. It was like 1:30 and I had to get a cab home. Pouring rain. The guy's driving and he gets on the on-ramp. It's like, dude, is your headlights on? Like I was telling, like turn. You might want your windshield wipers on. Turn on your headlights. Dark. It's all giggling. It's like
the only really like actually bad experience I had. This was also an Uber. It's not Uber's fault. It was just this particular driver, but he did it. This is back in San Francisco, and anybody who's driven around in San Francisco, you know, it's a special skill. You know, that's one way streets, and everybody's crazy.
City drives you.
The city drives you. And he had kind of taken a couple of like weird turns where I'm like, this is the one way. You can't go down the street, you know. And this is long enough ago that the GPS for drivers was lacking. They were trying to figure things out a lot more back in the day. But at one point, it was an address to go somewhere in San Francisco. And at one point, I'm kind of on my phone and I look up and we're on the Bay Bridge, meaning we're going to Oakland.
And you're like, not where I was
headed.
And
it's like, that's. Yeah, we just missed the last turnoff. So now we're going to Oakland because we're on the bridge. And, you know, it was one of those things. I think he was just, he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready to drive in the Bay Area. Again, wasn't mean though.
Yeah. And that's what the professional drivers complain about is like these folks aren't certified. They're not trained, you know, and you don't know what you're going to get.
Well, it was sort of the question, I'm sure it was on Good Day Internet recently, where we talked about the idea of like when you have technology, for example, a certain kind of calculator or a smartwatch, and you know, how much do kids really have to memorize stuff? We were talking about school exams, and I feel the same way about GPS in a car. Is it's so good now that there's not a huge reason for me to like mentally remember city layouts as much as I used to. I still like to though.
Well, that's true. That's true in London too,
because you can anticipate a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think like my GPS gave me the wrong turn trying to get over here. And it's like what it literally told me even before I was close enough because there was another fork to stay left of the fork. It's like, wait, this is a five if I do that, but told me to take stay to left of the fork. Stay to left. It's like fine. I'm saying it's like no, you get off, get back.
Right.
134,
and it's just like, no.
That's true in London, too, because in London, at least from what late Nate Langston told us at one point, is that, you know, the cabbies still have to memorize the entire London area before they're allowed to even drive a London taxi cab, regardless of whether they have a GPS in the unit or not, because what happens if the GPS breaks down?
Yeah, and no, the black cab guys, amazing. They have to take a test, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big test from what I've heard.
They have to start on a scooter, and they have to be able to navigate all these direct. They're given like a list of places they need to be able to get to.
And by the way, DJ Sakani, who writes the Your Private Driver column on DTNS, has a commercial license. We'd like to point that out. You know, he knows not everybody does. Also, Cervantes was asking about the picture frame to your right there.
So. Oh, my. Guinness lady, she, I don't know what to do with her. I was going to actually put her in the background of my regular DTNS set. Yeah, this isn't a pillow. It's actually a piece of art that I got in Ireland a really long time ago, which I like, but I don't know. Lady drinking beer, I don't know if it's a set worthy thing. So it's just over here right now. If you have a great idea for what I should do with it, let me know.
Well, I'm about ready for some sandwiches.
Me too.
So who wants to watch us eat sandwiches? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that.
Depends on the kind of sandwich.
Do you have a sandwich, Jim?
I can make one.
We have to go.
I'm in my kitchen. I can go make one. I mean,
Let's all, after the hangout is over, let's all individually go and have a communal sandwich across the world together.
Yeah. Slack us a photo.
Yeah. We are down 3 patrons over last month right now, which is better than it was yesterday already. So I promise I won't do another spider, but we'll take your ideas and come up with something fun. Point of even mentioning that is to thank everybody who continues to keep us going at patreon.com/DTNS or by supporting us on PayPal. We have, you know, a good several dozen of you who just want to donate directly that way. It's super appreciated, and it just goes in a fund to pile up and do things like CES trips and stuff like that, as does our store. Anything that comes in from the store goes into that same pile. So when you buy a hat, when you buy a t-shirt, you're helping us be able to save up to do something else fun. Eventually, if we can get this machine cranked up enough, I'd like to be able to just say, like, we're going to go, all three of us, and do the show in Omaha or do the show in Montreal or stuff like that. That's something I'd love to do someday. So anyway, all of that to say, thank you very much.
Yeah. If we go to Omaha, I want to meet Warren Buffett.
Is that where he lives?
Isn't that what they call him, the Oracle of, or the city, what do they call him, something of Omaha?
But I just didn't figure he lived there now.
He's the bear.
But I don't know why. Certainly could.
You should start up a buffet. Warren Buffett.
The Warren Buffett buffet. And that's the sign that we're done. Thank you, Jim, for joining
thanks,
in.
Guys.
And
cheers, have fun.
You are, will do. And thanks for all your contributions, man.
All right, you guys have a great time. And all patrons, remember, it doesn't hurt to go tell somebody you think might already know about it because they probably don't. So get more in here.
Good words of advice.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Mike. I'm sorry we didn't get the mic working for Mike, which I just realized is rather
Mike's mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll figure that out for next time. Also, PJC Reese and Ebarch. I don't know if it was my fault, but they had said they wanted to join, and I sent them the link, and they never joined, so maybe just life got in the way. But thank you for being willing to. And again, if you support us at the $30 a month level, you get free digital art from Len, and you get to help pick one of the topics for the roundtable, and you get a chance to join in on the quarterly hangout like Jim just did. Thanks everybody for watching. I guess we'll have to run over there and hit the broadcast button.
That's fine. I can do that.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Thanks for joining us on the
hangout.
Bye. Quarterly hangout. Where's my mic? And we are.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.